Blog Talk Radio.
Study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub in accordance to his specification. We don't lean to our own understanding. We don't follow our own footsteps. And our relationship with the Most High, as yours should be a special treasure. It should be dependent upon your brothers and sisters. And surely you would like that, I suspect, as I would like that. But my relationship with the Elohim is contingent upon my own relationship with him, as yours should be. Because people can put you down. They can knock you broadways, sideways, any which way. And then your relationship with the Elohim is contingent upon that. And it shouldn't be. Your special relationship with the Most High, as King David was a special relationship, not contingent upon his brothers and sisters, not contingent upon him being king of Israel. It was a private relationship. Although he did mention us in some sense of the word, but not in specification. He talked to us in generalities, for as our relationship should be how it should be. He tried to motivate us in the right direction for as those relationships were. But he was quick, for as some of us are not quick to express his own shortcomings. express his own lack of meeting the mark, unlike some of us. See, some of us want to be so special, we can't even see our mistakes when it comes to the Most High. And our relationships are continued upon our relationship with our brothers and sisters. And as I said, surely we want a constructive and positive relationship with our brothers and sisters. But that special relationship, you special treasure, should be continued upon that. Never should be. You know, I was thinking about this Western Hemisphere. I was thinking about the leadership in this country you call America. You see, Donald J. Trump is not the first person like that in America. You have Andrew Jackson, Teddy Roosevelt. You have Ronald Reagan, and so many more. So if you're surprised about the likes of Donald J. Trump, you're going to be totally confused about everything. These people will keep you in a state of anxiety, will keep you in a state of fear. And as Katria pointed out to you, we should never be full of anxiety and fear of nothing and of no one, and certainly in the case of Donald Trump. You see, what's going to happen, going to happen. Ain't nothing you can do to change about it. Only thing you can do is pray for your people, pray for yourselves, and pray for strangers among us, because the Most High loves strangers too. Everybody ain't like universal white race supremacy just because they're white. But there's a whole lot more like them because they're white. See, they bought into the nonsense of the master race. Well, there is no master race. There is a treasured one. That's us people. And even that being said, we don't have the wherewithal to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it to no one, especially our brothers and sisters and strangers. It's true. But we're morally obligated and duty bound to do no less as far as presenting the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And even that being said, showing one's shortcoming is true. A lot of you are wondering, Yom Suf Ha'ari, who are the other student teachers you talk about? Let me explain that to you, student teachers. Although Cartrell and I know a lot because by virtue of our studies of the Most High, we're nothing special. We're student teachers. We're still learning. And for us, it doesn't stop till our casket drops. And it should be the very same thing for you. It's true. See, the Most High word is your spinach to Popeye. If you ain't got the Most High word, you in real big trouble. As I said, the Most High word, along with humility, obedience, love for the Most High, it's your spinach. Nothing else will suffice. And so Cartrell is from New York City. He's from prison camp New York City. I'm from prison camp Memphis, Tennessee. One and the same because we're in captivity. But even that being said, we're not inmates in the cell with the cell doors open. Just cussing and fussing, cussing each other, inmate. Oh, you dirty inmate, you nigger. I hate you, nigger. Come on now, stop it. We're in these jail cells not to put each other down, not to belittle and insult each other, but to encourage, motivate, push in the right direction. Yes, the doors are open, but we ain't got nowhere to go, meaning we ain't going home yet. So while the doors of our captivity remains open, instead of us being in prison trying to kill one another, trying to commit acts of a homosexuality, trying to take and steal from one another, we're morally obligated and duty bound to do something constructive and positive in these prison cells, which is study the word of Yah, which is apply oneself to the word of Yah, and help see brothers and sisters see the same things, the same efforts and endeavors. And that's what we do on the Real Talk for Real People show. Out of prison camp Memphis, Tennessee, and prison camp New York City, or whatever prison camp you may find yourself in. And Cartrell, here's what I know about it. Now, Sister Abby, I was on a sabbatical. But Katria, here's what I know about the brother. He got me by a month. He's 6'7". I'll be 6'7" next month. I'm catching up with him, but I never get close enough. He always remained my elder by virtue of 1 month. I still be running hard. I never catch up with that brother. But here's what I know about him. He loves the Most High, as he should, as you should, with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. And it's just not lip service. And he loves his sisters and brothers as he loves himself. Meaning, you can't love your sisters and brothers if you don't love yourself. If you're running around calling yourself niggas, my nigga, 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 everybody else, how is you loving yourself? How are you seeing yourself the special treasure of Yah if you're degrading and denigrating yourself and your brothers and sisters? Taking a name that your slave masters gave you to belittle and insult you, to tear you down, to make you feel less than. And you've taken this very word and made it into some terms of endearment. Hey, my nigga. Hey, nigga. Love you too, nigga. How that sound? That sound like we're crazy as we want to be. Don't let your enemy give you anything that you use as a term of endearment. And please don't let your enemy give you your term of endearment, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And surely your enemies have given you a God, but is it yours? Your enemies have given you this God by virtue of cussing Apollo mother who went to Jerusalem, cussing Apollo who adhered to Christianity, the Nicene Council that made the determination. And these are Romans and Greeks, mind you, by virtue of the Roman Catholic Church, and then by virtue of religions, Protestant religions. It came as a result from the beginning from Martin Luther. Martin Luther knocked on the doors of the Roman Catholic Church and left a list. I'm tired of being a Roman Catholic. I'm a Lutheran today, tomorrow, and forever. See, that's when your enemies give you a God. Along with that God, they give you confusion. That's why the Most High said, don't be like them people now. Don't subscribe to their God. Because right along with their God, in a red letter version, is a whole lot of confusion. It didn't save us doing the rioting and doing the rape, the pillage, the hangings in this fair south of their country, did it? How did Jesus work out for them? They ran up in them churches, and the people with the white robes on ran behind them, blocked them in, and burned them up. And they called themselves Christians. That's what you want to be like. You want to be like your enemy. You want to subscribe to your enemy's God. But you don't want to love the Elohim. You don't want to follow Yah. They didn't give you a bastardized version of some so-called religion. We're not a religion, people. We are a nation that follows the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. A special treasure, people. Why don't we try Yah? We tried Muslim. We tried Buddha. We tried Jesus. How'd it work out for us? What do we try to yell at? What do we try to truth? Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, my dear brother from New York City, I'm still behind you. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah, my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yom Sufari. Shalom, shalom. Baby brother, what's up? How you?
I'm doing all right, big brother. I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Praise Yah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Yeah, everything you said is true. And Yah got the escape plan for these prison complexes we found ourselves in.
Exactly.
You better find out what the plan is, because if you ain't with the plan, you're gonna die in captivity.
Exactly.
But we don't want to do that. We want to see the Most High get his glory, his fame, his honor that's due to his name, because he created all things and everything, even all the nations that our people fear. But we're going back to the Creator, man.
Hallelujah. Amen,
hallelujah,
bro. Cartrell, as you were speaking, I was thinking about something. I was thinking about Yahshua. Well, not Yahshua, but Joseph. And I think Joseph wanted the nation to take his bone out of Mithraim. Was that Joseph? Or was that, yeah. Or that,
both Joseph and Jacob.
Okay. They didn't want to be left. I don't want to be left here. I don't want my bones left here. I feel the very same way. If the Most High don't take us home within my lifetime, I still want my bones taken back home. That's how serious I am about this. What about you, Carter?
I have those same sentiments, but Joseph and our father Jacob did that for a reason.
Right.
They were prophetic men. You know why they did it?
Why is that, my brother?
What they doing in Egypt now?
They tearing that place up.
All the archaeologists up in there digging up bones, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. They knew that.
Oh, yeah. They're like, they're not going to dig up my bones. Take my bones up out of here. These archaeologists are not going to find me.
Exactly. Yes, Cartrell. They were.
Because that was a peculiar request, right?
Exactly.
For Joseph to say, when y'all get up out of here, take my bones with you. That's peculiar.
Exactly. That means they knew what was going to go down, Cartrell. As you said, they knew what was going to happen. These expeditions, these archaeologists' expeditions.
They got the audacity and the gall to put the kings of Egypt, or Mizraim, ancient Hamites, on display in museums in glass cases. Oh, look at this mummy. He's well preserved. I wonder how the Egyptians did it. No.
Right.
Let the dead rest in peace.
You better not go up dig up George Washington.
Or King Henry. Or Queen Elizabeth. Or the Duke of Earl.
Exactly. The king, and what is the king of Belgium that treated our brothers and sisters in Central Africa, Congo, treated them like, man, ooh-wee.
You go try to dig up the emperors of China, and you'll find yourself at war.
Exactly. But they ain't got it a problem to do it with the Shemites, and nor the Hamites. They have no problem with digging them up. They get a chance. It's
but they won't dig up their own, will they?
No, you better not go do it, neither.
Ain't nobody looking for King Arthur.
No.
But they sure looking for King Tut.
Oh, yeah, they looking for the brother. You're right about that, Katya.
And I think the Most I wanted them to find them. You know why?
Right. Why is that, my brother?
Because when you look at their elaborate funeral arrangements, they had all kind of figurines and what they had, the death mask and the tombs that they laid them in. And carved their faces to look just like the people that was being buried. And they don't look nothing European.
No, you know
what they look like? They look like me and you.
Me and you?
Just like me and you. Exactly. That's why we can understand why Joseph couldn't tell the difference between Mizraim and their brother, who wasn't a Mizraim. He's an Israelite. That's your little brother Joseph sitting on the throne in Egypt.
You think he's
Egyptian? No, they
We favored a lot. Because people fail to realize in their studies, Katya, these studies, Noah had three sons, Shem, which is us, Ham, and Japheth, which the Greeks and the Romans and all that came from the Japhethites, and the Hamites and the Shem came from us. And surely we're brothers. That's why I call them brothers. They are our brothers in some sense of the word, coming from Noah. So know your history. Just know your history.
And yeah, Japheth is our brother too.
Yeah, Japheth.
Whether you like it or know it or not. There's no such thing as race.
No.
All the men and women that on the face of the planet, they come from Noah. How about
nations? They're nations.
All the nations come from Noah.
Well, European white race supremacy defined race. They made up race, they defined race, and they put themselves at the very top of the master race. Okay. All right. But he called us the treasured race, the treasured nation. Well, I must rather be a treasured nation than a race of my enemies. Truth be told.
That's that talk that Hitler was talking.
Yeah, the master race.
The master race, the superior race.
Right.
Jesse Owens proved them wrong, didn't he?
Exactly, right in front of his face.
And all the brothers.
See how you okay. All right.
Yeah. All the brothers that broke through in professional sports today.
Exactly.
They told us we couldn't compete. Couldn't compete in baseball. We can't play quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We can't play basketball. Compete with white boys.
Well, we just spelled that lie, didn't we, Cartrell?
Yeah, so they need to get rid of that superior race nonsense.
It's nonsense. Cartrell, thank you, brother. Big Bro, thank you. Fellow students, thank you for listening to Cartrell and I digress for a moment. And now we're going to bring the most high truth to you. And Dibarim. And I know a lot of you like to believe that Deuteronomy is the name for this book. That is a Greek word, a Greek label, has no definition relative to this book. Dibarim is meaning Mose is bringing to you Yah's word for a review. That's what this means. Praise Yah. Chapter 11, shall we? May the Most High bless each of you. And love and obedience get you rewarded by Yah, not by you leaning to your own understanding. Not by you doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. That ain't going to work. Let's see what Yah says in this regard.
So two simple ingredients that he gave us to follow, right?
Right.
Love
and obedience.
So people can't figure out why they should love God. If you can't figure out why you should love God, then you need to die.
Ain't nothing I can tell you. Go help you today, tomorrow, or the next day, then. Thank you, Cartrell. Especially your creator. Therefore, you shall love Yah, your Elohim. Keep his charge, his statutes, his judgment, his commandment always. Not sometime, not part-time, not when your enemy give you a guard. Know today that I do not speak with your children who have not known and who have not seen the chastening of Yah, your Elohim, his greatness, his mighty hand, his outstretched hand, his signs, his acts, which he did in the midst of Matharim, to Pharaoh, king of the Matharanites, and to all his land, what he did to the army of Matharim, to their horses, their chariots, how he made the waters of the Red Sea overflow them as they pursued you. How Yah has destroyed them to this day. They didn't have to do a thing. What he did for you in the wilderness until you came to this place. And what he did to some of our brothers. What he did to Dathan and our sisters. Abram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben. How the earth opened his mouth and swallowed their households, their women and children. Their tents, all the substance that were in their possession, in the midst of all Israel. He didn't hide nothing. Before your eyes have seen the great act Yah, which he did. Therefore, Yah saying as a result of them, therefore you shall keep my commandment, which I command you today, that you may be strong as a result of this. Go and possess the land which you cross over to possess, that you may prolong your days as a result of this. Your days in the land which Yah swore to your fathers, to them and their descendants, a land for with milk and honey. For the land, not heaven. For the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Merom. It's not like that land which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot. You had to do all this physical labor as a vegetable garden. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of heaven. A land for which Yah your Elohim cares. He cares about our homeland. The eyes of Yah your Elohim are always on this land, even as we speak. From the beginning of the year to the very end of the year, it should be that if you earnestly obey my commandments, Yah say, which I command you today, to love Yah your Elohim, your creator, and serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, then I will give you the rain for your land. Cause and effect. I will give you the rain for your land in its season. I give you the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, your oil. I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, that you may eat and be filled. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and they give you religions, your enemy, and turn aside and serve other gods and worship them, just like we do today, unfortunately. Lest Yah's anger as a result of this be aroused against you, which it is. And he shall shut up the heavens so that there be no rain in our land or anywhere else. And the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land, our land which Yah is giving you. And you ain't going to get it no better nowhere else either, worshiping other gods. Therefore, you should lay up these words of mine, Yah says, in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand. They shall be as frontlets before your eyes. You should teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, give you the time frame, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You should write them on the doorposts of your house, on your gates, that your days and the days of your children be multiplied in the land which Yah swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of heaven above the earth. For if you carefully keep all these commandments which I command you to do, to love Yah your Elohim, to walk in his way, to hold fast, cling fast to him, then Yah will drive out these nations from before you, and will dispossess greater and mightier nations than yourselves. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours. From a lot of folks think that little spot over there, our land. Now, it's a vast reservoir of land, not the little spot the Jews got. Because it starts from the wilderness of Lebanon. I told you the kings, our kings used to go to Lebanon for vacation by the sea, from the river of the Euphrates. Now, is this land right now touching the river of Euphrates? No. Even to the western sea shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand against you. Yah, your Elohim, will put the dread of you and the fear of you upon the land which you tread as. He has said to you, you know, Yah did it for our ancients. Yah can do it for us. You ain't got to go get no slingshot. You ain't got to be Bunny Fife like Mayberry RFD with a gun and shaking with one bullet in it. You ain't got to get your AK-47 or Abram tank. See, Yah, if you on his team, could put your dread, his dread on your enemies. Now, if you got another God that's supposed to be looking out for your interests, how's that working out for you? See, Yah could put dread on your enemies. I don't care where he is, especially so in our land. And especially, you know, wherever your feet treads. You know, if you're not looking for trouble, Yah got you. If you run around looking for trouble, come on now, stop it. Yah don't need you to do nothing, but just do what you told. What should it eat? What did he say? What did Yah tell us to do while we're in captivity? I tell you what he told us to do while we're in these prison cells with the doors open. Cry out to the Most High for your ancient ones, for the mistakes they made that got us universally captured. Cry out for one another that continues this monstrosity. Do good by taking care of the widow women, the poor, the homeless, the needy. Treat strangers right among you. And just simply do good. But see, we want to do something special. You got a lot of folk woke up Cartrell. They want to do signs and wonders and stuff. We didn't do it. The ancients didn't do it. Signs and wonders, outstretched mighty hand. Y'all did this. See, what you need to do is what y'all told you to do. And nothing else and nothing less. But when you're leaning to your own understanding, you just waking up in this captivity, some of you. Oh, we're Hebrew Israelite. I'm something special. And you certainly are. You're treasured by Yah. But that don't give you leeway and liberty to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it. It's simply that you're treasured by Yah. And he gave you instruction as to what to do. And no less or no more in this regard, in this captivity. See, a lot of people, a lot of our brothers and sisters, contrary, they want to showboat. They want to give themselves special titles, unlike our ancients. They want to call themselves prince. They want to call themselves high priest. You can call yourself anything. That don't make you that. Okay? Don't make you no prince because you called yourself one. You don't even know what prince or what tribe you are from, but you can call yourself a prince. You just said you can go and do and crank up an altar that you ain't consecrated. You don't know the meaning of consecration. And you done bought a cow down in the street and you done put it on the altar. You saying y'all hearing what you saying. Man, what are you smoking? Y'all ain't hearing nothing what you saying. Y'all gave you instruction as to what to do in this captivity. Nothing more and a nothing less. And that would suffice for us. And Yah will bring the dread upon our enemies that need be dread put upon. Stop doing too much, people. You're doing too much and less of what you should be doing. They went out to Washington, D.C. quite recently. I asked the brothers and sisters to come out there. I couldn't go. I was with them in spirit. I was fasting and turning to the East Prayer. I listened to the whole gathering. But you got some of us, some so special. We just want to do special things. We want to be acknowledged. We want to be seen. That's called being stiff-necked and stubborn, if you don't know what that is. You just want to be seen. You just want to showboat. Our ancients didn't showboat in Mizraim. They didn't walk around Pharaoh and the people of Mizraimites and say, hey, y'all see us? We Hebrew Israelites. No, they didn't want to be seen. They want to do what they told, when they told, and how they told, and jump to it. They didn't want to march around the capital of Pharaoh. Pharaoh, look at us. Ain't we something special? No, they want to get out of Harlem. That should be your mindset. I'll be special when I get back home, but I want to get out of Harlem. No reference on you in prison camp, New York, Cartrell. Learn to humble yourselves. Learn to follow orders. Learn to stop leaning to your own understanding. And learn to study the word of Yah and Yah only. That's the only thing going to suffice for you. Nothing else. And nothing has. And in conclusion, Yah says about our land, behold, I set before you a day of blessing and curse. See, Yah put that blessing on us and we do what he wanted to do, how he wanted us to do it, and when he wanted to do it. That was a blessing. But a curse came along with leaning to one own understand. I'm going to do what I want to do in his land. If I want to worship me some other gods, I mean, I'm something special. I'm going to get down like that because I'm anxious. And it's still costing us today as I speak. Let's see about this blessing and curse. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of Yah, your Elohim, which I command you today, Moses said. And the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of Yah, your Elohim, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods. That's what got us in the boat we're in, and that's what's keeping us in the boat we're in, which you have not known. And we didn't know nothing about no Jesus. We didn't know nothing about no Buddha. We didn't know nothing about no Allah, but we know about all. We didn't know about the Lutherans. We didn't know about the Baptists. We didn't know about the Episcopalian and nothing else. We didn't got over here. We didn't got divided in these Protestants. We didn't got divided in our own stupidity. And don't realize what's going to get us out of this situation. Gather yourselves together. Not divide yourselves into religions by virtue of your enemies. And we hadn't figured it out yet. And that's the sad part about this country. Huh? That's the sad part about this fellow students. And in conclusion, brought you into the land which you go to possess, that you shall put the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. Are they not on the other side of Jordan where you are supposed to go? Toward the setting of the sun? In the land of the Canaanites who dwell in the plain opposite Gilgal, beside the terebinth trees of Moreh? For you will cross over the Jordan and go in to possess the land which Yah your Elohim is giving you. You will possess it and dwell in it. And you shall be careful to keep this blessing, to observe all the statutes and judgments which I set before you today. We would have continued in those blessings. We would revive ourselves to get some semblance of those blessings while we wait. And I believe we have. I believe the Most High has taken care of us in his captivity. But we can make a life a whole lot better for one another. We can gather ourselves together as Yah told us to. We could pray for our ancient one, the mistakes they made. We can pray for ourselves for the mistakes we continue to make. We can take care of our widow, our orphan, our needy, our homeless. But see, we don't want to do none of that. That's too much like following Yah. We want to show up to show out and showboat in a land of our captivity. Just like our brothers and sisters in Mazaram. We didn't show up to show out and showboat in Mazaram before Pharaoh. We tried to get the hell out of Harlem. And there's only one way we can do that. Let's follow Most High instructions. That's the only way. Praise Yah. And bless his holy name. Katriel, my brother, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One, Yisrael. Broke it down to us like he was 4 years old, Yah.
Thank you,
brother. It's a very simple lesson.
It is.
And I like the analogy that you always make, because it relates to the career that I pursued, carpentry.
Right.
Talk about the electrician and the codes that they have to follow. If you don't follow those codes, likelihood that your house will burn down by an electrical fire is more probable. So,
Contrail, the likelihood of you living in that house would be impossible. Go ahead, brother. You don't follow the code.
Yeah, man. So I was in a union, and they had non-union workers.
Right.
You know, like the Mexicans and the brothers from Brazil. But they weren't certified. They didn't have their certifications. They brought their skills, quote unquote, with them. And they didn't follow the codes that were laid down by New York City.
Right.
And union workers used to mock them because our work is more efficient, it's codified, it's faster, and it's safer. And we used to watch buildings go up, non-union, and watch them sometimes collapse. Workers getting hurt because they don't have OSHA certification. They shut the whole site down.
Mm-hmm.
People get hurt. But it's the same thing with what Yah's telling us in his chapter.
Exactly.
Because he's telling us our history and his impact on our history. Our history don't start with us freeing ourselves. It don't start with, like, you know, George Washington and Hamilton and Benjamin Franklin. No, our history starts with Yah. And he says that. You shall love Yah, Yah Elohim, to keep his instructions, his statutes, his ordinances, and his commandments. Now, how are you going to do that if you don't know him? You have to get instructions to learn his statutes, to learn his ordinance, and to learn his commandments in order that you keep them. And how do you say? Be sure to do that. Know
exactly.
This day. Because he ain't just speaking to the children who have not known. He's speaking to us. We have not seen the chastisement of Yahya Elohim, his greatness, his mighty hand, his outstretched arm, his signs, his works, which he did in the middle of Mizraim to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. So he's letting us know our history. We didn't save ourselves. It was him that came and delivered us, and he made us a nation, and he gave us a land. He gave us codes, instructions, statutes, ordinances, and commandments that he told us to keep, that we made a covenant with. That he said if we broke them, that he's going to bless you if you do them, and he's going to curse you if you don't.
Exactly.
And he lays out the blessing. See, you ain't got to worry about a thing. The land you just came from is right. It's not as good as the land you're about to go into because you ain't got to work as hard. It's already yielding. All I got to do is bring the former rain and the latter rain, and the land is going to yield to you. It's like, wow,
exactly.
We ain't got to work that hard? Wow. Mm-hmm. But he said, there's nations in there greater and mightier than you. Don't fear them because I'm with you. I will put the fear of you in them. And that's what he did for our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who lived in the land of Canaan, right? They lived in the land of Canaan. Matter of fact, they almost went to war with the Canaanites for rape and Dinah. Simeon 11, by themselves. So you mean two men will go to war with the nations of the Canaanites by themselves, and you got 600,000 warriors. And y'all afraid. And I said, don't be afraid because I'm with you. I'll put the fear of you in them, and I will smash them and move them out of your way. I'm not going to do it all at one time. I'm going to do it little by little because if I do it all at one time, you're not ready for that.
No.
So he's telling us what he's preparing us for what's to come, just like he's preparing us now for what's to come. Are we taking heed of the preparation that Yah is giving us for what's to come? Or we're going to be like our ancient fathers. He prepared them, but they still wasn't ready. And unfortunately, our people of today, they're not ready. Like you said, they think it's about them. It's not about them. It's about Yah and its impact on our nation in the eyes of the other nations.
Exactly.
So that's the script we got to follow, Yah Soo. That's the script we got to follow. And we're still students. We're still learning. Matter of fact, I learned something from a brother who I talked to in the prison system just last Sunday.
Right.
All this time, I'm trying to teach him. He taught me something. I did not know. Huh?
That's how it works, brother.
That's how it works. I know when I was in college, the teachers were stealing my research, talking about they lost my papers. But I knew they were stealing my works. But I was teaching them, and they was teaching me. So I know I could still be taught. And I learned that the Medes, we talk about the Medes and the Persians, right, all the time.
Right.
The Medes were Japhetic. I didn't know that.
Right.
I always thought they were Semitic.
Right.
Well, I know that the Persians are Semitic, but
right.
I didn't know that the Medes, they're like the third or fourth son of Japhet.
Right.
That I didn't know.
Right.
But when I did my, when I think about it, and I've been collecting, you know, material on the Medes and the Persians, they do show European warriors within their ranks.
Right.
And I always try to figure out, what does that mean? Like, how did they get in there? And who are they?
Right.
But the brother enlightened me, the Medes, he showed me that the Medes were Japheth.
Exactly. The more you study Kytrell, as you said, the more you learn, and the more you know, you don't know.
Exactly.
That's why we need each other. That's why we need all hands on deck. Because this is not about Yah Soo Fahri. It's not about Kytrell. It's not about any other fellow students. This is about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. Thank you, Kytrell.
Yes, sir. The Creator.
Yes.
He deserves the honor and the praise from every human being on planet Earth. And we're trying to get there. We're going to get there. We're going to get there one day.
Exactly.
But the fact that he wrote his word in stone, means that he wasn't playing. And his word is everlasting. So we don't have any excuses. It's an open book test. and we need to find out what our Creator is instructing us to do in order to power up. Because if you ain't following the codes of an electrician, you're liable to burn your house down. If you follow the codes, you're going to have heat, you're going to have electricity, you're going to have lights, you know, all the good things codified. So we need to power up by being codified by y'all.
It's a sad statement of players, gotcha. When carpenters, by experience and observation, electricians, by experience and our observation and studies, animals, by virtue of experience and observation, can follow codes. But we, on the other hand, when it comes to Yah, the Elohim, the Creator, we think it's codes. We can do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it, and by golly, it's going to work for me. Man, I don't know what you're smoking, but you need to stop it, because that ain't working for you. It's working on you. Everything in life is codified, and certainly more so the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Bless and praise this holy name. Thank you, Kachra.
All praise.
All praise. Kachra, fellow students, Kachra is about to proceed to the last segment of the study. The Psalms, Psalm, one and the same, is Psalms 133. It's short, quick, and sweet. It's by our King, King David. And we just talked about this. You see, me and Kachra don't get together and be jabbing and conniving, twerking and working. No, we just present Yah's word. And he codified it. And he makes it mesh together. Look, we just talk about gather thyself together. What did Yah say? Blessed unity. Blessed unity for the people of Yah. Got to have unification, brothers and sisters. You got to have some gatherification. You got to have some gathering. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. King David, Kachra, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Creator, our Father, our King. We even created our great King, King David. Mm-hmm. So King David wrote this song?
Yes, sir. King David.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Short and sweet, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that King David's mind was on our history. And he always knew our culture, our history, where we came from. The short song kind of drops the bomb. He says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That's part of the powering up. Yamsu, that's part of the powering up. But our enemies got us divided.
Exactly.
And what's their strategy? Divide and conquer, right?
Yep.
And united we stand, divided we fall.
And we've fallen all over the place.
He says, the unity of brothers is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. You know what he's talking about?
Yeah, the anointment process.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That precious ointment that only the priest and the king could receive. It went down his beard and all over his clothes, down the skirts of his garments.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you anoint the priest, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This is like, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended from the mountains of Zion. You know what that dew does?
It refreshes the land, Kachra.
Oh, yeah. Did we just read about that? He said, you ain't got to worry about tilling the land like you did in Egypt. The land is bountiful. Got the former rain, the latter rain, and the dew that comes up every morning. For there, Yah commanded the blessing. What's the blessing, Yamsu? Life forevermore. What is Yah promising?
Life forevermore.
Everlasting life.
That's why King David know he going to come back.
That was his focus, right?
Exactly.
He didn't realize that was King David's focus, living forever to give praise to Yah.
A restoration process. See, they tell you you're going to heaven.
What about the heavens of heavens that we read about the other day?
Yeah,
that?
Well, They don't know nothing about their contrail.
Okay.
They know what their enemies tell you about their God. That's what they know. And that's what we repeat to one another. Well, my enemy bought me Jesus. And then Jesus said, y'all come to heaven. Y'all ain't never invited y'all to heaven. Okay? Y'all ain't never invited you to heaven and never will.
Well, is Jesus talking about the unity of our nation?
No, he wouldn't talk about the unity of our nation.
So King David is talking about brothers being united.
Exactly.
In order for us to do what? Live forever.
Exactly.
Because that's the real key.
It's a unification process. It's part of the unification process, Cartrio. In order to the unity gathering oneself together, that's an ingredient in the process of living forever, Cartrio. That's an ingredient. When you at your brother's throat and your brother's at your throat, you ain't on the same equal plane. You're not gathered yourself together. That's not part of the ingredient process for living forever. Restoration. Praise y'all.
And the fact that it's not an individual salvation, it's about the salvation comes in unity.
Exactly.
Our enemy has taught us that our salvation is individual. Or if I believe in Jesus, I'm going to heaven. I'm saved.
Oh, is that right?
No, you're not. That's not what Yah is saying.
No.
Yah is saying in unity, we have to be united. We have to want to be united. We have to love each other as we love ourselves. Love your brother as you love yourself. Apparently, a lot of us don't love ourselves because we don't know ourselves. How can we love ourselves if we don't know who we are?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know your history and people telling you you're a black, Negro, African-American, Jamaican, Haitian, Barbadian, or whatever, and you don't know you're an Israelite in your history, what's your history? Yah made an impact immediately in our history. He freed us from Pharaoh and made us a nation. That's the beginning of our history. And in unity, because he wants us to do it together, like the electricians. Can do electricity, you know, without a partner, without following the codes.
Exactly.
And part of the code is unifying with our brothers. We're not going to make it individually. And if you make it individually, you have to be united with your brothers who made it.
Exactly. So, well, Katria, you always said you like to hear me sing. I'm going to do one right quick for you, Coach. You dropped a bomb on them. Praise Yah. Unity, my brothers and sisters. Unity. Praise Yah.
Unity, he said, is pleasant, right?
Exactly.
Not only is it pleasant, pairing it with the anointing of the high priest, the first Christ, the first Messiah, the first Mashiach, who is Aharon, right? He's making that comparison. Our unity is like a priestly consecration. The unity of our people is like a priestly consecration.
Right.
And the result of it is like dew from the mountains that nourishes the land. That's how we turn our destiny around.
Praise
we have to nourish the earth. We have to bring Yah's path to the nations. That's our job. That's our mission. We have to be like the dew of Hermon. And the dude that descended from the mountain of Zion. That's our role. For there Yah commanded the blessing. What's the commanded blessing? Life forever, which he intended in the first place for Adam and Eve. But they messed that up because they weren't obedient. They didn't follow the code. And we have the same tendencies like Adam and Eve. Not to want to follow the code out of our own curiosity.
And we continue to follow as such, but men had lived quite a few years, 800, 900, 700, 500, 600, but we continued in the toxicity and the negativity, looking for other gods, doing what we want to do, how we want to do it, and reduction in numbers went down to seven and a quarter, right, Katya? 7+ years and a quarter, 70-something years we have been reduced to because of our reluctance to follow the Elohim. We got to stop it, people.
You got answers, Zion. They don't even make it to 10 years old.
No.
You got.
You can't follow science. You got to follow the Elohim. Praise Yah.
Right.
You can take all the weight. You can lift all the weights you want. You can run till you fall out. That ain't going to do nothing for you. It's good for you. It's healthy for you. Ain't going to give you them additional years that we lost. Forever. Blessing forever. The only thing can give you that is Yah following the codes. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, God.
With all that the nations have, Yamsu, with all that we strive to be like them, is the earth in crisis?
Man, you better believe it.
So what they have is not really working out for them at all, is it, if the earth is in crisis?
Technology and money ain't never worked out for nobody. It never will. It never has. It's true.
So because man hasn't followed the instructions, the statutes, the ordinances, the way of Yah, the earth is in crisis.
You better believe it. Hey, technology is burning up the ozone. Technology is destroying the water. Technology within itself, sure, there's some good things out of technology. Absolutely, Yah, there is no good thing in technology. And money?
Actually.
Yeah.
They're afraid of their technology now. They're afraid of artificial intelligence. They say that the fact that they created this artificial intelligence, and it exponentially increases its knowledge and understanding more than any human being, they fear that robots might take over.
Possibility. We don't know where y'all going to play down the road. We don't know
they created a technological Frankenstein.
Right. We don't know where y'all going to utilize down the road. Because the Most High can take over anything and use anything for his benefit. But like I said, technology, absent of morality, absent of Yah, is an accident waiting to happen. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Cottrell. Cottrell.
Praise
Yah, bless his holy name. Do you have any closing remarks before we get out of here?
Any questions, any comments from the family that's learning with us?
Well, they're more than welcome to raise their hand if they question and comments. We'll wait a few seconds. Okay. Well, what's your closing remarks, Katria?
Follow the codes. Yah's commands are right there. It's not you, it's not me that's saying this. We are reading it. Yah's telling us what to do, and we better do it. All praise.
All praise. Just like my big brother said, it's just that simple. Unity. Humility. Follow the codes. Love Yah. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Shalom and good night.
I say you know me, love me. You know we're coming good, I say you know we're coming fit. You know we're flying straight because we never fly late. We're living up the game, we put the dollars in my shape.
East is the most and the most is the least. When you're living in a world of peace,